Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for once again joining us at Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, right here in the middle of Denver, Colorado, and about 8 inches of snow. Been coming down out of the sky all day, and of course, we're in the post-Christmas mortem blues here. The great expectations of the season have now given way, and we're simply sitting here with the last part of the year. And if we don't have a guest tonight, and I'm not sure we will, but if we do connect with our guest, it'll be a great wrap-up with the guest. But if we don't, then I'm going to go over a lot of things with you and look forward to the different successes and what the challenges are for 2008. And hopefully we have some great comments on the latest columns that were published just in the last week. And hopefully each and every one of you has some expectations yourself and or yourselves, and that together we start to bring about change in America in 2008. And I personally think that we did some great work in 2007, and this is the last broadcast of this year. And then, of course, I'll pick up on the 3rd. And on the 3rd, I'm going to have my brother Howard on his 6th column that will be published in NewsWithViews.com, Rinse.com, about the war on drugs, and he'll be making some outstanding comments and ideas and, you know, really provoke you to think. So it's always fun to have my brother. And we'll also have other great guests on the show in the coming months, and I expect to have a lot of interesting information. And I also am very aware of the fact that we as a nation right now are at the critical juncture, that this next election in November of 2008 will probably make or break this country. And the two choices, of course, are if you vote for a Democrat, the borders will be wide open. Amnesty will be assured for anywhere from 20 to 38 million illegal aliens. Their children and the flood of the poor, unfortunately, will make itself manifest in even greater numbers. And we will then be forced into the population quagmire that most other countries are suffering right now. So in the meantime, though, I hope that each and every one of you, especially those of you who are listening new tonight and you're new with the show, get to the websites. And those websites, of course, as I've gone over many, many times, are important because they're the websites that empower you to take action, empower you to make a difference at the individual level, at the collective level, and at the national level. And it just keeps going up from there. And if I may, of course, firecoalition.com is one of them. Make sure you get there with Jason Mrocek and Jeff Lewis. The MinutemanHQ.com, you've got the MinutemanHQ.com. You also have Minuteman MCDC, which is the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, with Chris Simcox. Please support that, WeHireAliens.com. It's also a part of FireCoalition.com, and certainly NumbersUSA.com. Now, in the year of 2007, NumbersUSA, and I just talked to Roy Beck this week, is now at 530,000 members. I really expect to add another 500,000 this year, so that NumbersUSA, with the faxing and the phone calling and all the instructions that you are really given each time the crisis arises, can empower you to change course and change history. So that's what's happening, and hopefully we do get our guest tonight, but if we don't, we're going to have a nice conversation, just you and me, and we're going to go over a lot of things. Thanks for joining us here at Connecting the Dots on a quiet, snowy Denver evening. Be right back after these commercial comments.
Thank you. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you again for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. And tonight I'm going to go over a few things with you that I think are worthwhile. If you have any questions, you want to make any comments, please come to, of course, our phone number at 1-800-313-9443. What I want to do this last evening I'm with you for 2007 is, in a mellow way and certainly an educated way, is simply go over some of the things that we have done and what we can do and what we're going to do in 2008. First of all, I want to make sure that you have those. If you're sitting out there and you're frustrated, just remember this. Betsy Ross and Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin and John Hancock and John Adams and George Mason and all their wives and all the folks there back in 1775 were going through many of the same things at a different level. And they took the responsibility and they moved forward. If you think at all the things that have happened in the United States, certainly the First World War, certainly the Second World War, certainly women's rights, people of color's rights, you have great leaders stepping up and speaking up, certainly Susan B. Anthony, certainly Eleanor Roosevelt, whether you like her or not, did stand up. Dr. Martin Luther King did stand up. You have other great men right now standing up, Duncan Hunter. You have Ron Paul, which, of course, I'm literally throwing all my support in favor of Ron Paul and or Duncan Hunter, because they're really the only constitutional candidates, and Ron Paul, the best of those that are still running. If you look and go to numbersusa.com and you look at the real things that the candidates are going to do. Obama, if he wins, the borders are open, amnesty for everybody. If Giuliani wins, a total open, Huckabee again, fooling all of us. He's a huckster. He's an open borders advocate. John McCain, open borders advocate. It goes right on down the line. Really, there are only two out there that are left running for the presidency that are going to stop the immigration invasion and actually close down the borders. And certainly, let's move toward even stopping the legal immigration at these horrific levels and get back to the traditional 100,000, 150,000 per year that led to the success of this country for well over 60, 70 years. And hopefully that's simply Ron Paul. And there is some leanings that Mitt Romney might be better and do something worthwhile, and hopefully that will be sharper as we go. But make sure you go to thesocialcontract.com. Thesocial, that's thesocialcontract.com. Thesocialcontract.com. Every person in the audience tonight across the nation, I encourage you to take $25 out, put it into the Social Contract Quarterly. I'm holding one of them right here in my hands, and it talks about everything that's happening with the best scientists, the best writers, the best of the best with the Social Contract Quarterly. So $25, that'll get you that quarterly four times a year, and you will be empowered and you will be educated as to what we face as a civilization, as a republican form of government, a constitutional republic, and you will get all the information from that. So thesocialcontract.com, and they've got lots of ways of helping you and educating you. www.fairus.org, that's fairus.org, and that's the Federation for Immigration Reform, now in its 30-something fifth year, I believe, making a big impact and great information, and join that one. It's for free. And Alipac, Alipac.us, that's Alipac.us. Make sure you join. That's Americans for Legal Immigration. And William Gein is really a national leader on that and just doing an extraordinary job. Carryingcapacity.org, that's carryingcapacity.org, along with balance.org, will show you what we face as we continue immigrating both legal and illegal into the millions and millions every year. Now, I was going to close down the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride.us just here in January, but found out that well over 500 to 600 hits per month are coming in on that website, so I just paid for it to go through all of 2008. And if you want to have one of those incredible Paul Revere, 21st Century Paul Revere Rider t-shirts, we have extra large, double extra large, small, medium. It's, again, $15 will get you the whole T-shirt with the postage, which is already $4 itself, and a nice bunch of cards and so forth and action items you can take. And it says on the front of it, and you can go to that website, 21st Century Paul Revere Ride.us, and that's 21ST. That's 21st Century Paul Revere Ride.us. And just send to Frosty Wooldridge, P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027, and just send a check in my name, and I'll send you out that T-shirt, and I guarantee you it'll be one of the more fun things that you'll be wearing everywhere and anywhere, and all the conversations that it'll get you into, and you'll find that 99% of everybody steps up with you, and they want to know you, and they want to talk about it, because why? It's affecting all of us. You can also go to my website, frostywooldridge.com, FrostyWooldridge.com, and action letter and information, certainly the books that we had fun with. I got a lot of emails from you all out there. Thank you for the old-time radio hour and Only the Shadow Knows and Misty Riding Across America with Howard telling her story, and certainly the teen novel and the mountain man, and, of course, living down there in Antarctica and some of the wild and crazy things that I've enjoyed in my lifetime. And please make sure that you get to my biweekly columns in newswithviews.com, Morty's Cabin, rinse.com, federalobserver.com, americanchronicle.com, and also today, opednews.com, which is a liberal site, but I sneak stuff in there all the time, and they just shut down one of the ones that I did today, but we're going to talk about it. And they said, well, don't scapegoat the immigrants. And I said, well, then who should we talk about, since immigrants are going to add the next 100 million people to this country, about 80% of the next 100 million will be immigrants and their children. And what do you, who are you going to scapegoat when we have the next 100 million people in this country? And of course, they didn't answer that. Liberals don't want to talk about the harsh realities. But if you look at what's happened, of course, overseas, you're seeing some unbelievable consequences. And of course, we all know that Benazir Bhutto was assassinated today. And that's what happens when you get such an unruly and really lawless and anarchy-oriented society like Pakistan is. And again, it's been said, and you'll notice it tonight, that some of these readers that I have will brought me these news items that we're headed for the same kind of anarchy, the same kind of consequences as Reconquista, La Raza, Micha Maldif, and all that starts taking over our western United States, and you start having those same kinds of crazy people, Islamists that are raising complete anarchy over there and all those states. You know, most people don't realize it, but most of the Middle East has nothing but a giant authoritarian rule. I mean, the Abdullah, the Saudi Arabia, has an iron fist of rule over Saudi Arabia. Look at what is it, Ebadijani, the guy from Iran, rules by fist. Pakistan ruled by military. Iraq, of course, ruled by complete violence right now, but was ruled by the fist of Hussein. You see North Korea ruled by the fist of that little guy. And so here we are, of course, injecting all these kinds of people who are so used to the violence into our own country. So you're going to see more of the same violence manifest over here, certainly in Baghdad, Detroit, and other places here in this country that are doing that. And also, I want to make sure that you go to the next Added 100 Million Americans series on AmericanChronicle.com, Rents.com, and NewsWithViews.com, and probably about 50 others. Navakio.com has it, and Official Wire has it. So I've got about 50 other websites out there that have that series. If you want to see what we're going to do and what we're doing to ourselves, check that next Added 100 Million Americans out, and the book will be out sometime probably March or April. Also, go to patriotunion.org, P-A-T-R-I-O-T, union.org. Patriotunion.org is just outstanding, and I work with Zealand Bond there, and you'll get some great information from that website itself. And the key here is, as we continue to move along, is to take action. Hopefully, the action you take will change the course of history, and that's my goal, is to help change the course of history toward a sustainable and viable one. Now, this is really amazingly frustrating to me, but I wrote a big piece on Too Many People by Lindsey Grant, who wrote that book, and I had submitted it into one of the websites, and the publisher came back and said, "You got to stop writing this stuff. Nobody wants to talk about overpopulation in America, and they're out to try to exterminate us, and and all this other kind of stuff going on." And I wrote back and I said, "You won't have to have anybody, the elites or the New World Order or the Bilderbergers or all of this other stuff exterminate us here in the United States to get a stable population, because nature will do it for them." And I hope that the listening public out there understands that I have seen this world up close and ugly. I've seen all of Asia, all of South America. I've been all over the place. I've seen what has already been manifested. And so that anyone who wants to stick their head in the sand and think that we don't and can't address population really is living in the 20th century. And I urge you and I invite you, and if you go to that series, you will be very educated on the consequences, on the ramifications, on all of the aspects of adding 100 million people to the United States of America here by 2040. It's going to get really ugly, and we're doing it to ourselves. And all we have to do to change it and solve it is to stop immigration into this country. I'll be right back after these comments, and if you have a question or comment, 1-800-313-9443. Thanks for joining us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for enjoying and joining us here at Republic Broadcasting. And if I may, make sure that you tell your friends that at Republic Broadcasting, you're going to get the down-in-the-gut broadcasting from folks like you and folks like me and just folks, American folks. One of the things that happened on my 21st Century Paul Revere ride across 48 states, 20,000 miles, 48 capitals, and about 40 different families we stayed with was this. We're all neighbors, whether we're in Washington, Oregon, California, certainly in Florida, certainly in Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Michigan, New Hampshire, Maine, Maryland, doesn't make any difference. We had great times and just total communication with those that we stayed with on that great ride. And that's the kind of folks you're going to be listening to at the Republic Broadcasting. So make sure, republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, definitely give yourself a chance to get educated, because I know that all the show people, John Stattmiller and all the people that are on these programs are really working for you. You know, I in many ways, I could certainly have my Tuesdays and Thursdays working on my next book or working on a new column, but I really like to spend the time working with you to educate you, to give you information, and so that's the key. So really, if you can and you want and you will, please do everything you can to help republicbroadcasting.org. Check it out. You can also do the chat rooms and so forth. So we're sitting here, and I just gave some thoughts and comments out there before we go to all of these comments by readers on my latest column in News with Views. We have Mike from Maryland, and Mike, welcome to the show. And you have a comment or a question or talk to America, sum up last 363 days now, and talk about the next year. Sounds good with me, sir.
Well, gee, all that and just 35 minutes, I don't know if I can do it or not.
Yeah, well,
it's a lot of,
you can give a Cliff Notes review of
that. Well, maybe I might just give a comment on what you said earlier. First of all, let me say I really enjoy your show. You've got a great show. I appreciate everything that you're doing and raising the awareness and the alarm for the illegal alien invasion. One day I'm going to buy all your books. So, you know, with all the criticism I'm giving you, you know I've got all this praise, you know I've got some criticism coming towards you. And let me just preface this just for a second, if I may, because I have a great deal of respect for you. But every time I hear of a terror attack, or if I hear of a high-profile assassination, there are three terrorist groups that come to mind immediately, and that may or may not be these groups. And that is the CIA, Mossad, or MI6. And now you're saying earlier that, you know, well, that's typical of third world populations getting violent and after the assassination. Now, I can't say, obviously, who killed Budo, but I wouldn't doubt for a second that somebody in the Rothschild family or somebody in the Bank of England or somebody or a Zionist a puppet master or a banker in England or somebody, you know, maybe put a hit on Budo, who knows. So basically, the bottom line, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, you can't excuse bad behavior from anyone, no matter what country they're from.
True.
But a lot of these third world countries are ruled by dictators that the CIA put in power. Just like, because Musharraf is a poodle of our government.
Yes, he is.
He was put into power through a CIA coup. So very often, a lot of these third world countries, you know, that we maybe have disdain for, they're put in power by the West in order to control their respective populations so they can be exploited by the global corporate fascists. So I just thought I would throw that out to you for a second.
And let me, Mike, I agree with you because I'm old enough to remember that what we did to Panama, what we did to Chile,
sure,
but what we did to the Shah of Iran, what we did, of course, to Iraq, the new, you know, dictator over there, essentially. The
sure.
United States is probably, unbeknownst to most American citizens, we're one of the more underhanded countries out there. It's not because I learned that during my time in the Army during the Vietnam War, and I learned never to trust the U.S. government because there
sure.
are men up there who would cut your throat in a heartbeat. They'll use you in a second. And they'll undermine and lie to you as fast as they can to get their money and their power. And so I know for a fact here, Ron Paul, if they don't want him in to the office of the presidency, you'll see another assassination, much like John Kennedy, much like Robert Kennedy. They can take anybody out. There's no question that we, the people,
sure.
are certainly at their mercy. If I got pretty nasty and I got too popular for my own good, I'm sure that I could get taken out at any time myself. So I'm very appreciative of what you just said.
Sure, and I hope you take that, you know, with all, you know, don't take it to heart because I really enjoy your show. I think you really got a lot of good things to say, and I look forward to your show every day.
Well,
but
you.
I just wanted to recommend something. There's a really good documentary, and I'm trying to find it. It's on this website, and it's kind of eclectic or eccentric, or some people kind of disdain it. It's called whatdoesitmean.com. It's got some good information, and some people think there's some disinfo on there, but it's a really good documentary about Indonesia and how in the mid-60s, basically, the American and British governments overthrew Sukarno and put in Suharto, and British MI6 was involved, and CIA was involved. CIA helped round up 5,000 dissidents. And
I'll tell you what, Mike, let's hold the phone, and we'll come back after these. I like what you're talking about. Let's come right back with Mike from Maryland after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back with Mike.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Mike from Maryland, and he's making some very cogent points. And those points stem from the fact that there are so many underhanded things going on around the world, whether you talk about the North American Union, you talk about Maldive and Mecha and La Raza trying to tear the guts out of this country. And by the way, they're tearing the guts out of this country legally because they're using our own laws in favor of themselves. And then once they get into power, they can simply totally castigate America and certainly literally secede from the Union with the sheer power of their vote, which they will garner by the massive influx of immigrants, whether they're legal or illegal. And you see right now what's happening with Antonio Villaraigosa there in Los Angeles. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking sheer anarchy going on there, lawlessness that literally no one can stop. It would take the National Guard and military to go in there and take them out street by street, worse than it is in Baghdad right now, to get the anywhere from 3.5 to 5 million illegal aliens out of Southern California. That's why we're in so much trouble. And then you turn around, and, you know, Mike, I was listening to Russert on Face the Nation. Uh-huh. I think it was Meet the Press. It was Meet the Press with Russert. Okay. He interviewed Ron Paul last weekend. And
I already savaged him.
Oh, yeah. I, you know, and Ron Paul came back and he says, why should we spend And the number is 572,000 troops on 700 bases in 120 countries around the world, and you and I are paying that. Why? Ron Paul said, why should we keep doing this to ourselves? We're already going broke. What's
crazy.
The point? And so anyway, go ahead with your points because you were making outstanding points.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk too long, but I just wanted, it was on whatdoesitmean.com, which is a pretty interesting website, and some people have some criticisms of it, and they could be valid, but I try to get my information wherever I can get it. But this documentary is really good. It's called John Pilger, John P-I-L-G-E-R, and the title of it is The New Rulers of the World, and you can get it on Google Video. Very good documentary, about an hour long. And basically, the bottom line is, make a long story short, over a million Indonesians had to die in order for the global corporations to move in and exploit their labor so we could have these supposed cheap goods from the East. The guy is really good. He really is a British journalist, calm, you know, reasoned, intelligent. This guy really got down to the nitty-gritty. He was in the slums. He caught dengue fever while filming the documentary, and it's called The New Rulers of the World by John Pilger, P-I-L-G-E-R. Really good documentary. And this guy went the whole nine yards
I'll repeat that as we go for the rest of the day here, the John Pilger, The New Rulers of the World. And I'm very familiar with the kind of slave labor that goes on in the Third World that defeats this nation. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, what Mike is saying right here in this whatdoesitmean.com, I would certainly check that out, and I'm going to after the show, because if you go to China right now, you go to all China is just loaded with slave labor. They've got all these prisoners. They've got the poor working for 22 cents an hour. 22 cents an hour. Ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine working 8 solid hours or 10 hours a day at 22 cents an hour? That's the kind of things that go on in the Third World.
This one American journalist who had a business in China, in order to make money, and so she saw what was going on in China, and I can't think of her name right now, and so she got to feeling guilty about what was happening to the people working at her sweatshop. She actually had a conscience, and she wasn't no big industrialist. She had maybe a relatively small business, but she said that she would go to these villages in red China, and see on a normal course of the day, see dozens of people walk by her, missing fingers, missing eyes, people that have been damaged from working in the factories because there were no safety mechanisms to help them at all, people that there had respiratory problems. And the guilt for it got so bad that she made a documentary about the situations in China, and I wish I could remember the name of it. And she was on National Public Radio, I believe. So this kind of stuff, is going on, and the word yet for me is an acronym for you're entitled to. So what happens someplace else could come home to haunt us one day too.
Well, it can, Mike. And one of the things, and it was Isaac Asimov said that democracy cannot survive overpopulation, because the fact is there is no democracy in China. There is no democracy in Bangladesh. There's no democracy essentially in India. There is a power elite. And simply, they are in control. And one of the things that really stuns me is that across America, we seem to think that we're immune as we add this next one. We just added 100 million in 40 years. Now we're going to add another 100 million in 32 years. And then we're going to add another 100 million within 25 years. And why no one wants to talk about that? And as a matter of fact, when I wrote the column that I wrote and submitted it today, to Op-Ed News, which is a very liberal website, they came back and said, we're not going to run this because you're making scapegoats out of the immigrants. And I said, well, who are you going to make a scapegoat out of once we hit another 100 million in this country? And how long do we want to keep adding this on, because the world grows by another 77 million per year? And then, in fact, the guy who writes the Earth, Lester Brown, and he writes that book each year on the Earth, and he just said, what happens is in overpopulated countries, the poor and the illiterate simply just procreate more poor and illiterate. So there's no way to get around or past the consequences, and so you can immigrate as many as you want into first world countries, and there's no way to save them because they grow another 77 million per year.
There's just no end to it.
There's no end to it, and the consequences we're talking about. When I was in Cambodia, they've got sweatshops over there, and Nike, for all the people that are having a Nike pair of shoes, they go buy them for $50 or $100 a piece now. There is some little Cambodian working for $1.80 a day, which is big money for those people. But they're slaving away, and there's no OSHA. There's no union. There's just so many people. They're just crawling all over the place that they can have sweatshops and they have that kind of labor. And American citizens don't realize it, but we're headed in the same direction.
Sure. Do you want me to email you the documentary?
Yes, by all means, because certainly will investigate it, and I'll jump all over it, but whatdoesitmean.com and, of course, the John Pilger.
Well,
yeah,
I'm not sure if it's on there anymore. I tried to find it. So give me your email address, and I'll email you.
Yeah, frostyw@juno.com, frostyw@juno.com.
Okay.
You can always get me on my website, too.
All right.
Well, Mike, thank you very much, and
just a
very, very Christmas to you, and a Happy New Year, and just count the many blessings, and let's go forth and do what we have to do for our country and our kids.
All right, you take care. Thanks.
All right, appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, just talked to, and what a nice conversation with Mike from Maryland, and again, more little tidbits out there. If you have a comment or you have a question, 1-800-313-9443. And you know, the easiest or simplest question out there, in my classrooms when I was teaching in college and when I was teaching in elementary, there was always those who were afraid to ask the questions. They just thought they would get put down or they thought it was a silly question. Well, I can tell you this. The question you ask is probably on the minds of thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands out there. And I can say this, and I say this with great sincerity. The United States of America is facing the greatest crisis, the greatest dilemma in its 232-year history. And there are a lot of people now starting to get this figured out. And one of the things that I'm doing as I finish this book, the next ad of 100 million Americans, our nation on the brink, is the fact that we've got to expose it among ourselves. And I say it right here, the United States, this is the foreword on the book, the United States of America stands at the most critical juncture of its 232 years of existence since the signing of the Constitution. What is America's dilemma? The world grows more desperate by adding 10,000 babies per hour, 240,000 per day, and well over 77 million added human beings per year. According to Time magazine, over 8 million people starve to death annually around the globe. All humanity faces this human dilemma. However, world leaders continue ignoring it, and general populations, including the United States, ignore it. Therefore, unfortunately, people flee the misery, the starvation, and hopelessness found in their own countries. What is their destination? Well, guess what, folks? It ain't China. It's not India, certainly not Bangladesh, and not Africa. They rush to functioning democracies in the Western world. And France now suffers over 5 million immigrants. Millions rush over the borders in Germany, Holland, Norway, Denmark, Spain, England, and Italy. The third world's desperately poor, uneducated, and unskilled stream into America at between 2 and 3 million illegals per year, and that's including the legals. And the problem is, however, there's no end to the line. It grows, as I said, by 80 million per year, about 77 million. In his prophetic book, Camp of the Saints, Jean Raspail features a ragged fleet of ships sailing away from a country, India, where the people had destroyed their civilization by their own ignorance. And India is pretty much on its way right now of destroying India's ability to carry a 1 billion on its way to 1.55 billion in just 42 years from now by 2050. However, instead of solving their problems, they sail away toward another functioning society. And then the quote is there on the front of the bow of the ship. You don't know my people, the squalor, superstitions, the fatalistic sloth that they've wallowed in for generations. You don't know what you're in for if that fleet of brutes ever lands in your lap. Everything will change in this country of yours. They will swallow you. Unquote. Now, if you look at California's hospitals, schools, crime, disease, and social chaos will sober any American as to the speed of this immigration invasion to this country today, 2007. And Jean Raspail, of course, is now 84 years old over there in France. He's still alive, and he's sitting there going, I told you so. We await an impending doom from this immigration invasion in more aspects than simple numbers. California's fiscal fiasco with its hospitals and newly virulent diseases clearly points to the doorstep of unending immigrant entries. It's time to yank back the welcome mat, ladies and gentlemen. Frantic alien migrants from around the world invade America's borders at breakneck speed. I think about 30% or more of our illegal aliens are visa overstays, folks, and their numbers are so great they're enclaving and you just can't get to them. That's how ugly this is. And as I wrote in my book, The Next Added 100 Million Americans, they're called environmental refugees. They simply can't make it in their overloaded countries. Most people don't realize it, but China has 2 million illegals in this country. 2 million. And in fact, the Chinese government is so powerful now, if we catch any Chinese illegals, they won't take them back. And so what do? We just let them come on in. And, of course, that will solve even more. As a matter of fact, Forbes magazine, and I did it when I wrote my book, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, 3 years ago, Forbes magazine showed a $7 billion a year Asian people smuggling business. I mean, that's a lot of folks, and they don't just come to America. They come to South America. They also come to Canada. They come to Europe. Now, does that solve their problems in their countries when they immigrate? No. It might temporarily solve individuals' problems, but they will soon see the luster quickly diminish. No one is addressing the source of the predicament. Unfortunately, it forces the United States into being the third fastest country in the world, growing. We will add 300 million people in 65 years. That doubles our air pollution, auto traffic, airplanes in the air, gridlock, size of cities, use of water, species extinction, use of non-renewable resources, sprawl, and everything negatively related to hyper-overpopulation growth. Overpopulation will become the plague of the 21st century in America. And what are you doing about it? Are you complaining? Are you saying nothing? Are you not sure what kind of action to take? Are you pressing your remote to see the latest rerun of Friends? Maybe it'll go away on its own if I ignore it long enough. Wrong! The problems in the world today are so enormous they cannot be solved with the level of thinking or apathy that created them. Unquote, Albert Einstein. Now, I want to share this with you. Passengers on the Titanic did not know their fate. We do. We know we cannot and must not allow this country to continue this same direction, heading toward the population iceberg as well as the ethnic enclaving separation and linguistic chaos that we're doing to ourselves. We must make our voices heard all the way up to the captain and the crew. This country is our ship. It's the future of our families and our children. We demand this president and the Congress change course. Fellow Americans, we face a human dilemma on a worldwide stage. It grows worse by the minute. It appears daunting. Nonetheless, like the founding fathers of this republic, we must move forward with purpose, passion, and goals. We start with ourselves, form groups, work in our communities, expand to the state level, connect with those in the states and other states, push toward national exposure, and work your way into the highest political arenas. In other words, you run for office. Our main goal is to change this nation's course from its current self-destructive path to one that is viable, sustainable, and a peaceful future. This book will show you how to become part of the solution instead of the ineffectually complaining about the problem. First, it will connect the dots by showing you what's happening in every state of the union. Second, it will show you how to become effectively involved. Conviction without action is worthless. Passion with action moves mountains and changes history. Let's get busy. Frosty Wildridge, Louisville, Colorado, 2007. And, of course, I have all the table of contents on this thing. And if you go to those, you can see the book essentially on American Chronicle News with Views. Just check it out, and read those 37 chapters. Now, if we go back and understand what we face, I'm seeing, and on my latest column, U.S. Citizens Comments an Emerging Power Against Rampant Immigration, here's what Joe and Carmen and friends of mine said in the East Coast here. Please read and see who stands for your country, who wants to finish destroying what is left of America. Let us keep track of what they say, and then we decide who we will vote into the highest office. We cannot make another mistake like we did with President George Bush. That's Carmen and Joe, and they have a website, and Colonel Rodriguez has a website, and I know both Colonel Rodriguez, Army veteran, a brilliant man, a great patriot, along with Carmen and Joe, www.don'tspeakforme.org. Don'tspeakforme.org. The next quote is from Phoenix. The Congress finally admits to energy concerns for the future. Yeah, but controlling immigration would be the most logical, but no, nothing about that. I'll repeat the rest of this quote when we get back. Thanks for joining us. I hope you're being at least appreciative of what we're looking for and what we're going to do in 2008. Be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to follow up and finish up here for 2007 with you for two more quotes here that are just outstanding. Howard of Phoenix, Arizona wrote me, and I thank you for all of your letters because I use them, and obviously this whole column was your letters. And please, please read, or what is it? The Congress finally admits to energy concerns of the future. Yeah, but controlling immigration would be the most logical, but no, nothing about that. Let's save a couple watts of electricity and bring all the light bulbs in, but then bring in another 20 to 30 million more people. Yeah, that'll do a lot of good. Like my dad used to say, it's like shoveling, how should I say this, cow dung against the tide. And I just put S-H-I with a star. An unquote. So you see, people are starting to wake up to this thing. I don't care what we do. We keep adding immigration, and we're finished. This civilization won't survive it. Here's another one right here by John Tomasky. The Industrial Revolution was so productive that, given the rudimentary nature of governmental and financial institutions and of the technology of communication control, capital was unable to deprive labor of significant share of the national income. Fast forward to 1984 and Big Brother's e-capability of universal surveillance, instantaneous communication, and control of the smallest elements of one's daily life. As the supply of labor rises, real wages fall. Thus, illegal aliens don't have to work for lower wages for them to depress wages for all workers. Just their presence here increases the supply of labor, which necessarily lowers the market clearing wage. Likewise, their presence also increases demand for a wide variety of consumer goods and services, thereby bidding up prices. As the American middle class continues to be dispossessed economically and disenfranchised politically, they approach the Malthusian state where they compete in their own country for a third world existence with illegals and H-visa aliens, and to add insult to injury, John Tomasky says, will the tins of Soylent Green have bilingual labels? And for those of you who saw that movie with Edward G. Robinson and Charlton Heston back in the early 60s, Soylent Green was a sci-fi movie that showed the Earth was overpopulated, and you actually, at a certain age, you had to go into a killing room or a dying room. They'd feed you some hemlock, get to listen to your great music, Chopin, and I think, I remember he got there, and he put on a movie with a deer coming down to the river's edge, and he drank his hemlock, and by the time the hour was finished, he had passed away into the next life, and then, of course, his body was stuck into a big, giant hopper, and he became the new Soylent Green. And so that's the kind of future we're facing here, is we just overload ourselves like all these other countries, and so that's why we are in a desperate situation. And in this election, I swear, if we get a pro illegal government in there, and we get more John McCain's and Teddy Kennedy's, we're in trouble. And once we get into it, we will not be able to pull out of it. Once the numbers manifest, I mean the gridlock, traffic, the air pollution, the species extinction, every consequence brought upon humanity by this massive population load is going to get worse by a factor of 100 million people. So that's why I'm so passionate about bringing you this information. So thanks for joining us once again, and Connecting the Dots in 2007 has been a pleasure and an honor to talk with you and share with you. And in 2008, Happy New Year, and God bless each and every one of us on our individual journeys and our family's journeys. And I just thank you for sharing, and we'll be seeing you in the new year. God bless, good night, and Godspeed.
Since 1990.